Born on this day in 1948, Dallas Taylor, session drummer for many bands in the late 60s, early 70s, including for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Stephen Stills' solo efforts, too. Drummed here on Woodstock from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He died in 2015 at the age of 66. Dallas Taylor, born on this day in 1948. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show, talking with Joshua Mitchell, author of the recent book, American Awakening, Identity, Politics, and Other Afflictions of Our Time. Joshua, in the identity politics part, the chapter, the dead end of group scapegoating, you write, with a little imagination, we can anticipate what the last indictment will be, the indictment of man himself, for which the resolution will be either the embrace of transhumanism or the eradication of man altogether. What in the world does that look like if we get to that point?
Well, I think that's the full implications, at least for those on the left, of the attempt to purge impurity. Because first we're going to do it, first we're going to aim, or they are going to aim for the white, white heterosexual male. Then I think white women come next. And then black men, black heterosexual men come next. And we can go on and on and on. And of course the stain will not be removed, because Christianly speaking, the stain is original to being human in the first place. And I think if this carries on through group after group after group, sooner or later it's going to occur that man himself is the stain. And so we either have to eradicate man or move in the direction of transhumanism. And, of course, you probably know there are people out on the West Coast in Silicon Valley who have that exactly in mind. They want to upload human consciousness to an artificial intelligence machine. And so we can escape from the impurity of generation, the impurity of consumption, effectively the impurity of human life. That's where this goes ultimately. And one of the reasons why I think Christianity is an important corrective is that Christianity recognizes that, yes, through man's stain entered the world, and God will redeem the world at the end of time, but that means in the world of time now, it's always mixed. Things are always going to be mixed. And we do our best to achieve some measure of moral cleanliness, so to speak. But we have to recognize that the world will never be made pure. That's why I think the push towards so-called clean energy is also part of this problem. Mm-hmm. There's a belief that there's dirty fossil fuels and clean energy. In other words, we can escape from filth altogether. And if you look carefully at the so-called green energy agenda, it's just as hideously filthy as the fossil fuels do, except it's actually worse. Because what we're doing in order to make the wind turbines and the solar panels and the batteries is mining rare earth minerals.
Right.
And the amount of chemicals you need to separate those things is just horrendous. We're going to destroy water systems. Biological cells can't handle toxicity of heavy metals. We're going to do more damage than we ever did with the fossil fuel industry.
The other two afflictions, and I want to make sure you have some opportunities to respond to both. We have a few minutes left here. The second affliction you write here, citizens oscillate back and forth, feeling invincible, and on the next, feeling impotent to face everyday problems. And the third is unnamed, you say. You can't quite be named, but finding cheap shortcuts, bypassing the labors of everyday life. Talk a bit about those other two afflictions you describe in your book.
After I finished the identity politics section, which I think is a devastating critique of the left, I realized that even if that problem were to go away, there'd be two other very serious problems. The first is what I actually call bipolarity or manic depression. And we make this a medical condition, but in point of fact, for a very long time, thinkers in history of ideas have understood that it's much deeper than that. You can't just give drugs and solve the problem. So Tocqueville says, in 1835, in the future, citizens in America will come to think of themselves as greater than kings and less than men. And this is the oscillation that he saw, that, to use my language of today, that we would be producing selfie man. And around the planet today, tens of millions, maybe 100 million pictures are snapped a day, selfies, where the world is the background for you. You're the most important thing in the world. You're the sovereign self that can't be disturbed. Somebody disturbs you, you defriend them on your Facebook page. So on the one hand, we feel greater than kings, but precisely because we're also delinked, isolated, and alone, we feel utterly impotent. Mm-hmm. And so people oscillate back and forth between these two conditions, and they're deeply destructive. The last one, the last part of the book is actually most radical of all. I suggest that we're turning supplements into substitutes, and I'll make this very brief. So friendship is a very difficult thing to achieve. There's no recipe for it. It takes a lot of hard work. But with Facebook friends, you can have a supplement, a social media supplement to actual friendship. That's what's called social media friends. Mm-hmm. And it's fine if you have social media friends as supplements, but you can't turn them into substitutes. And throughout the world now, we're turning supplements into substitutes with Facebook friends, with fast food becoming a substitute for real meals. Online shopping be a substitute for real shopping. Anyway, this is a very, very serious problem that I outline in the last third of the book.
Joshua Mitchell, the book is American Awakening. We've only got about 60 seconds to go. If there's anything else we haven't talked about, what else should people know from American Awakening?
Well, I talk a great deal about race in America. There are very constructive ways to wrestle with race in America. And the left has silenced anyone who wants to deal with this in constructive ways. I'd recommend your listeners go to the Woodson Center, where 1776 unites. I work closely with Bob Woodson on this question. Mm-hmm. We should not feel collective guilt, but we should feel collective responsibility for the least among us in our country, black or white. And we can do something about this, but the left wants to say, no, there's nothing you can do. You just need to be shamed, and the state has to spend more money. And that's a terrible way to address a problem.
And Joshua Mitchell, I also have to commend you on, I don't know if you chose it, but your cover art, the work by Thomas Cole, is one of my favorite artists. It's a beautiful piece on the cover of American Awakening. So very nice.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Joshua Mitchell, highly recommend American Awakening, Identity, Politics, and Other Afflictions of Our Time. Joshua, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform. The pep assemblies. Homecoming. Playing games they love in front of family and friends. Things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.